Shir Chavala from Sachem Melo Shishivay Yud Ches Kislev Hei Tov Shimon Vav, December 1st, 1985, on Sunday. Continued.
But they wouldn't say Shemev Adushim Yitzah in such a case. Who should? They wouldn't say. So maybe. So I mean, tasteless is very strange. I mean, tasteless says that the Rabbonon Achir Kam Rebbe's Din of Pushnev Adushim Yitzah. Maybe they agree with Rebbe's Dinush Derjinso. But over there is no inconsistency between the data of the Nevat and the data of the Nitzo. But here there is an inconsistency between the data of the Nevat and the data of the Nitzo. The data, according to the data of the Nitzo, of the Nevat, so it was in column number one. According to the data of the Nitzo in column number two, so maybe Rebbe himself wouldn't say who should never do the Nitzo if there is an inconsistency. Alright, but Tesis says so. Because Tesis assumes that if we say who should never do the Nitzo, even if there is an inconsistency in the facts, we still say who should never do the Nitzo. The lesser Rabbon Mushalachinimso, Eloch Repshim Gamliel. So they agree with Repshim Gamliel, who says that we don't say who should never do Shinimso. So Repshim Gamliel, Einea, Tivode Kolaso de Kulo, we don't say who should never do Shinimso. Repshim Gamliel. So Mele, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that we don't say Ushaneva Ushanimtso even in the case where there is no inconsistency. Allah has come of the Hamad that in the case where there is an inconsistency, he certainly doesn't apply the concept of Ushaneva Ushanimtso. Elok Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Omar Tivodi Kolaso Kule. But the question against Tasteless is, Monefshech, he said Tasteless equates this Machlekes in the Machlekes by Sodish Nevad Bokeva. And there it's Rav Shimon Gamliel who is Chelikan Rabbi. And here it's also Rav Shimon Gamliel who is Chelikan the Tanekame and the Rabbonah. So Monefshech, if the reason is why the Rabbonon, I say here that it's Tomei Kadim Sholom Bayish. So Abayish Tomei is because he agrees with Shin Gamliel. So how is it that Shin Gamliel is Chilikan himself here? That Shin Gamliel is. Is Chilikan himself here, and here Dafke, where there is an inconsistency, so he is Tele in another Toya, he is Tele in another Toya. So in other words, here Rav Shimon Gamliel has a special reason why we do not say that we have to be Chishish, because inasmuch as definitely, I mean, if the kardim she nichei b'zod yizur motzi b'zod yisacheres, so a certain person must have done it. So there are two alternatives: either another person, a stranger did it, or the balabais himself did it. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that here, since there is the alternative that the Baalbayis himself did it and he forgot, so that's more a reasonable alternative. But the Rabbonon don't agree with that svara, and they agree with Rav Shimon Gamliel's svara that in general we don't say Kushina Vatishin. But here for a special reason, because we know that a certain person did it. He changed it. from one corner to the other corner. That told him, whether a stranger did it, or the Baha'is himself did it, and he forgot. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it's very likely that the Baha'is forgot. So that's strange. So Teisa says, but here he could have said, but here we cannot say because there is an inconsistency in the facts. Teisa doesn't say that. Umayre kigein she'ein yudea kamo kikoreis. In other words, where there is, there are two alternatives, either on Tome or on Toye, so we are tailing on Tome, and if we come in Nide, Gabi Kika, Nosuno, Gabi Hode, Umadet Tome, Munach Tachteo, so if you have a sheet, let's say, in the shelf, in the case, and the sheet that is in the shelf of the case is a sheet toya, but then you have a sheet on the floor, that's a sheet tomic, So then he finds the kicker, and then he finds anyone have any more in the idea? Anyone? And if there isn't a Rambam of the Tami Mishka Vamesha, so then please bring it. Oh, this is a Rambam also. Was lying on it, and then the person came, the Baha'is came, and he found the kikar on the floor, but not on the sheet and the madras, beyond it. So the question is now. Who did it? So, after Pi Kikral Gabi Hodev, Umadev Tome Munach Tachto, after Pi Shinoflo, Yepshal Kinogo, so suppose it fell. So then it must have rolled from first it fell on the sheet, and then it rolled and rested on the floor where it was toyer. But it must have come in contact with the sheet first. Nobody's tail. Shaneimi Adam Toya Nichlas Lishom Binotlo Hachiema Borili Shal Nichlas Adam Shom. But like this we are telling that it didn't fall. But if it fell, so it must have come in contact with the sheet first, and then it rested beyond the sheet. But we assume we are telling that Nodon Toya came. So this kashi is vintim adoch el terkame dechum, so itanekame gavitz lechis talimim barim tome, when there are two alternatives. Uf terkame lide gavit kikaran nosuno gavit hode umadet tome munach tachteo talimim barim tome. Itiretz ametam domer terkame dishabes gozo al sofi kilin an tzoyim. So there was a special gzeire, and sofi kilin tzoyin. But on akikya shofoma de tzeichlin, chachom yonatiz, iname gabi kikya raglayim nidovo, shetoya isyere, shol yipir al amadi biyitam. There is an extra reason as to why it's a tribute to Nodim Toya to take it off the board in the shelf, because in the board it was likely to fall down, and if it falls down it must come in contact with the mattress first, with the mother first, so it must come in contact with the mother first. So male Nodim Toya, who is acting responsibly, so is very likely to take it off and to put it on the floor beyond the mattress. So Nodim Toya is here, shall be for our mother. Now, there is the Kesset Mishneh in the Zion Bruches Mitame Mishka Humeisha. Now let's find it. Mentions it to the Rambam, who gives a different terrace. The Rambam himself, who was inquired, why is it here we are telling him for me, and in the case of Kikar HaNosum or Gabi Hadak Umadet Tomi Munach Tachteo, we are tailing the entire. פרק בייס עוד מתאמי משקב מישב הלוכת לזיין. קודם שעובד בבייס, אוי שניחי ביזו ביזו, ובואו מוצא ביזו בזכרס. That's the case. הבייס דומה, פסקי תוהי את הנקם, not like a שום גם ליה. הבייס דומה, שאני מהירות ומתאמי נכנס לישון בנוטלי. So, the Kesmishne says that the Rambam was asked the same kasha, the thesis asked. So the Rambam gave a very reasonable text. He says, now in the case of Kuden Sheinichet Zav Yitzu, the Umotze Zav Yisacheres. So obviously, a certain person, in other words, Tanakame does not assume, like Hashim Gamliel, that Balbais himself did, and then he forgot. A person doesn't forget, he is convinced that he didn't do it, so then we don't assume something that he forgot, when it's contrary to his impression. So Mele, a person, this is not a stranger, did it. The question is whether a Tomei or a Toya. So then we have to say a Tomei. Why? Because if a Tomei did it, now, the Tomei wasn't, I mean a person did it, whether it's a Tomei or a Toya is another question. But a strange person, another party did it. Why? That means he was in the house, the other person. So he was in the house. And he saw the carving in Zobius number one, so he changes from Zobius number one to Zobius number two. Why should he do that? Why is crazy? I mean, why should he change it from one Zobius to the other Zobius? He has to be crazy just to change. So obviously, he did it because he used the carving. He did some work of the carving. And then he had to put it way back. So he didn't try, you know, to put it back in the same place where he took it. So if a stranger did some work on the carpet, he's a shilshul in the gas. So he's a gazlan, so he's a roshi. So if he's a roshi, so then we are certainly cheshish. Now from cheshish, we assume that he's a tomei. I mean, after all, to be a toya, you have to be an extra zoya. It's not so easy to maintain tare in your roof all the time. Since the one who did it, so it's obviously a Roshi, is Shil Shalimidas, some Mele, we assume that he was done. But in the case of Kikar Anosun or Gabi Adat, Mad of Tomi Munach Tachteo, so a person did it. A person did it. The question is, the person who did it, the stranger who did it, did he do it? Did the Tomei do it, or did the Toya do it? So, that person who did it is not a Roshi. Because if he had been a Roshi, it would have taken away the Kikea and goodbye. I mean, why should he leave the Kikea intact? So that means that he was a nice person. Did it. Why did he do it? Because not only was he Zoya B'moni Chavere, but he was even Zoya to protect Mom Chavere, it shouldn't become Tom. So obviously he's an Olam Kosher. So he's an Olam Kosher, we assume that he was a Toya. It's a remarkable text. That's what Rambam said in the Chuk. It was Mishnah in the Yudveis. Luchas Tam Mishkav Meishav Halochet Zayin mentions that Tshuva of the Rambam. Perek Yudbeis. We left off the Gemara.
Yes.
We left off in the Gemara.
Buddha.
Itach Yudalek.
Yudalek. Yudalek.
So, Elot Rabashet Yusin.
Nasi.
Now, for tomorrow, I'm going to change just one second. I want to change the assignment. I told you that she should be prepared on the more Dalet Nile until the end of the year. Now, you already learned the Gemara in the Fabio, but I asked you to go over again that night. But in view of the fact that Fabio has to cover Simon Kotzadik, which deals exclusively with Shamin, so that I must change the assignment. So for tomorrow, you should be prepared, and the whole Perik of Avei Kesemot, so don't become frightened. The whole Perik, but it's only two dafim. It starts dafim ches. It starts dafim ches on nun zayin on the base, the Mishneh, and then it extends over nun zayin on the base and nun ches and tes omidale. And the end of the perik is tes omidale. Just go over the Gemara. If you can go over the taste, that's okay.
Right.
If not, but more with Rashi. Now, this is the basis and the source for the whole period of Kusavich.
Right.
Of Kupzadik, of Simon Kupzadik. All right. So I'm changing this.
Hello, Chester, did you see that in your garden?
Already, Chester, I'm sorry, see his spot.
And where? On your garden?
I'm sure, the Russian Mishnah is up sore.
Oh, sir, I'm pressed, I'm skinny.
There yet. Listen, you go over the Gemara. I'm learning something.
Sir.
All right. And we left off with the Rabashi Kedusi.
You were making jokes.
Behol heichet when he's got on the name, he goes out of Yude. Now the Gemara is the cash. Here, we got the Dikas Chomet. So, Rav Yude says that Lacham, that on Pesach itself, on Pesach itself, and even, he says, so, on Pesach itself, and even Erev Pesach, Lacha Chatzis, even though he wasn't baited before, so he shouldn't be baited, why? Because of Exeah. Of Exeah, if he'll be Beidik, so he'll forget, he'll be engaged in Chometz, so he might eat a piece of the Chometz.
I mean, Chometz refined.
What is that?
Chometz refined.
That's right, yeah. So he might eat it. So every day he's Gezer Shem Yovil Ochrei, when you are Misasik in the Dovorosea, and we gabi chodosh, so Rabbi Yude says that birtzin chachomim. So the merchants of chodosh were allowed before Pesach, and chodosh was still oser. So they were allowed to handle chodosh. I mean, to harvest and to do all kinds of processing and to mill and to sift. To do all kinds of processing. So the Chachomim say, Shalom Yatzin Chachomim. They did it. But the Chachomim did not approve of it. And Rav Yude says, the Chachomim approved of it. So Rav Yude is not Geizea, Shemu Yobin Ochle. And here, we have a Chomet, he's Geizea, Shemu Yobin Ochle. So tell him what the Gemara was, by Chodosh, so he's bottle name, because he knows that until the email is bought, until Pesach, you cannot eat chomet.
Okay.
So he's bottle nechon chodosh. So Mimele is not likely to forget and to eat chodosh. And to eat chodosh. Mashein chain, you have the chomet, so it's only osea. And Pesach, and every day in the year, it's muta. So he has been accustomed to eat every day so many times chomet. So he's not bottling it, so he's more likely to forget. So anyway, so Rabbi Yude Shita is that when a person is bottling it, once a person is not bottling it, like Hamet, so then he's gazing, Shem Yavlochel, if he's not bottling it. Now, to the more assuming the Shabbos is like Chometz, because after all, every day of the week, 6 days of the week, he's accustomed to do all kind of work. So the Mele, he's Loibodomene. So Rabbi Yehuda should be Geizea by Shabbos. So the Holy had the Loibodomene.
Because Rabbi Yehuda. Go to what Shabbos?
Please, the Mekas Lekhi, finish with him all. But now, is it so that Rabbi Yehuda is Geizea in regard to any Issa that the person is Loibodil like Chometz? Or Shabbos is like Chometz, the Gemara assumes, because every day of the week he's accustomed to the Melacha. But now, Loiki Podom Shifer Shal Beitzo, one that we say Mamadlikim, that one is not allowed to pierce a neck shell, the Maleno Shemen, and fill it up with oil, and to put it beside the lamp, so that it should serve as a source of oil, you know, a source of oil for the lamp to burn. The shvil shteimna tefes ve'afilu ishal cheres. Why? Because we are geizeya. Maybe if we allow him to do that, and we do that, so he'll be mistapik nashemen, and mistapik nashemen is chayim mishumechavet. So the Rabbonon Tanekame, they are geizeya, lest you do any iser. So he shouldn't engage himself in something that might tempt him to do an iser. But he still should take nothing with that, and even if he shall has, because a lamp, an earthenware lamp, is most. So then we could say it's most, he's not, he'll be deterred. You know, using the oil. So even in regard to a near shalcheres, so we still are geizer, according to the Kant. The Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and over there Rabbi Yehuda is chilek on the Kant, and he is not geizer, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So, and Shabbos, the Machin assumed, is loy bodomene. Because every day of the week it's accustomed to the Melacha, and still the Yehuda is not Gezer, so why is he Gezer by Chometz? Hosom, Mishmachum Redi Shabbos, Nivudil. In other words, because of Chum Redi Shabbos, so a Jew is Bodo, even though he's accustomed every day to do Melacha. Alright, now the Rashi. Kol neir shabigmore haina akri. The Kira, you learn. Crucial. Minatepes, deeping taches, kishab silam vayahes, vafili shokheres, eise shifers, dinies, dinise, afilose, ose, dilmo ose le mechome, ditanye, so, הנעיסים שמל עיני חייב משום האוויר והמסתפק ממנו חייב משום החבי והרבי למטי אבל אגב די שמל הכל תירם בי the whole week everybody is accustomed to do שמל ודה רבונון ודה רבונון לכל אקשי to תינק ויידון מלמורה אסקי קשי to דה רבונון ודה רבונון because here דה רבונון המחני here and Gabi Chometz, they are Meiru. So the answer is, because we know already explained as to why the Rabbonon are Meikoli Gabi Chometz. Because who Atzmei, Osuk, Biurei, some Meiru is not likely to forget and eat it, because he is engaged in the destruction of it. So he knows, he's always alerted to the fact that the Chometz is Osa. And that his task in the work of decay, to burn it, to destroy it. So in Mele, we couldn't ask the Kashi from Shabbos to Chometz, because by Shabbos, the Rabbanon are Gezer, the Meyov Lechle. Mashiach ki Chometz, they are not Gezer, because who Atzmei, Osuk, the Yure, we should do Atzmei, the Chazval of Niseo. Alright. The Rome, the Shabbos are Shabbos. The Gemara says, Leski Kashe between Shabbos and Shabbos. I mean, because Reb Yude in Shiferesh al Beitzo, so he's in Eikil, he's not Yezir Hashem al Yavei, Las Ismeloche, and by Dli, so Reb Yude is Mach, Tanya, Hevel Dli, Shemitza, suppose he repaid, and a pail in which you draw water from the well. So it needs a rope. So suppose the rope was separate. So he cannot make a real keshna. Elohim, what he can make a bow. A bow he can make. Rav Yude Ine here. Kere Cholot, Punde. Punde is a belt. Or Paskia is a garter. In other words, something that is the shin, because it's a little different than usual. So he can tie a belt around the dli, or a garter around the dli. But the bow is not allowed to make. So the machness yun, the reason as to why Rav Yude asks us making the bow, not because Rav Yude considers his bow is the catch of the kayon, as the Gemara says in the Targum. But Rav Yude is also made there that the bow is not the kesha. But the Rabbanan is also to make a bow, because if we allow him to make a bow, he'll make a knot, a kesha kayon. So Rav Yude is marking it by Shabbos. We got to be making the bow. And Ligabe, piercing a Shifarish al Beito, so then he's making it. So Kashi the Rabbila of Yude, Kashi the Rabbonon and Rabbonon. So then, and there is a Kashi between the Rabbonon in respect to Hevel, and the Rabbonon in respect to Shifarish al Beito. Because in Shikar Shal Beitzo, the Rabbanon are Machia. They are gays there. Shem Yovel is stopping because he is also born. And by Hevel Shal Dli, so he says that Anibe you can make, and he's not gays there. So there is a stire between Rabbanon and Shabbos, and Rabbir and Rabbure. Kash Rabbanon, Kash Rabbir, Rabbir, Kash Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Rabbonon ad Rabbonon lo ikash, shemen bi shemen michlef, amide bi kshire lo ikash. So over there, it's michlef when he, in the name of the shemen, and the shemen is used, Shabbos, I mean, he prepared it before Shabbos, but it's used Shabbos, so it lies as a source of a fire, and then he is available if he's osuk in another shemen that is the shemesh al beitzo, so he might forget. But here, when he ties around the pail and makes a bow, so he's not likely to make a mistake and make a knot. Because he knows he's making a bow, so only a bow is allowed to make, and the knot he's not allowed to make. So, Rabbi Judah Lichash, time of Rabbi Judah, what was the kasha between Rabbi Judah and Rabbi Judah? Because Ligabe Shemen, Shver Shal Beiso, Rabbi Judah is making, and Ligabe Hevel, Rabbi Judah Aser is to make an amoeba around the pail. And the more assumed, the maximum assumed, that Anibo is also, because we say, if we allow him to make an Anibo, he'll make it not to. So the more says, no, it's not because of his hair. So Tanya the Rabbi Yude, it's Rabbi Rabbi Leikash, Tanya the Rabbi Yalav, Mishmi, because of Anibo to Shira. And Mishmi, the Kisoba, Anibo Gupik Shira, in other words, that if Rabbi Yude holds, that Anibo, Ibo is also considered the Kesha Shokayo. Not only not is considered Kesha Kayame, but the bow is also considered کشش بکنی. نه کشش بکنیمه وقتی که سیامه شوواستی شوارتی رو بیگم هر به عبد ملاخه میسته شد بایی که ایشخه یه هر به کشش رو قیامه خدا اما این به روی گذیم هم نیبا دوشه که این وقتی خدا هم کنده به تی بل ایز خلو ای بل ده بیز هلو شه این پسکیه شه که این خیلی دیدشو کنیم so in other words around the legs, the cigarra, is a cigarra. So I'm very clear on this book here. How you do it? Kasha de Rabletu had the maximum sin. Kasha de Rabon, the Shveres had Rabon and Cheda. I believe the Cheda, Shemei and Chemi Shemilom, Ime in the Cheda, the Alme Oyeva. Firome de Rabonon ad Rabonon. So there's another cash between the Rabonon and Rabonon. Did Nan Kishin Lidi Paskie. Kishin Lidi Paskie. Avaloi Bechevel. So you can use the altar to tie around the pail. But not a rope, a regular rope. Regular road, the Rebude Matir, Chevel de Mar. So, the question is, what kind of a Chevel does it mean? Ilein a Chevel d'Alme, yeah. Ilein a Chevel d'Alme, the Rebude Matir, Kishas Lakayomel, the Vadi Osa Batume, it's a regular road. So that's what is done, you know, for a pail, to tie a road around the pail, and then you throw down the pail into the well. So it's also to stay, it's destined to stay permanently. So that's a real question. I don't know how can I be a matter. Ella treated the garden, a weaver's rope. So it's not used, you know, for tying the pail. And the melee, it's not his dust. To be battered, the weaver's robe in the pail. But for a certain time, he has nothing else. This time, so he ties it around.
Temporary.
So mainly, it's not the Kesher Kayome. That's why Rav Yude is Matir. Because Rabbanon Chevel the Arde, but Rabbanon Asher, even though it's not the Kesher Kayome. Or to Chevel the Arde. It's a Chevel the Arde. So we see that Rav Yehuda, So we see that Rabbonon Aser Chevel the Garde or to Chevel the Alme. So the Aser, the Argeizer, and Ligabe. Gabe Anive, so they are gazing, and Anive they're not gazing, and they say Chevel Plishen Yitzhak Loikishen. So why is it the Gabe Anive they're not gazing, and the Gabe Chevel the Garde they are gazing, So the Gemara says in the Teretz Anive the Chevel the Chevel Michle Anive the Shire Loi Michle. Now let's see the Rashi. Kishin di paski, the last kesher shosol is kaimu. In mati paski, shaloi dikach. Havaloi bichevel, shema yachenu shomei lomis. Inei mechevel di alme, shetashmi shenikach. Yitol mecha shema yachenu shom, שאורכם לגעדה שמראו למילו מיין כאן. ורבי למטה בריקוס אגבי שבי, יתנו טיימו משמחו מול בשבס, פרושים עם איסור אלוהים נזכור מהם. אבל זה רבונו נרוכה, עד רבונו דני וקש. וחשתי את הארצה כולה, זה רבונו גושו, קורא איך אני מיכולת בין בשבס, בין בשור איסור. היל כך, בחודש עוד נעים מהגושו, וכן בשביל פרס, וכן בחבר, אבל בחומץ לאי, because כל עצמי הוא עושת לסי אוקיי, so מילה ולעד גזר שאני יובל לא אוכלה, ושמיד על לסי אוקיי, ובני ונאמה, ושמחזר על לסי, כאילו יפת לגזר, לבחתי, אבל בחומץ לאי, ושמחזר על לסי, so then it's not likely to forget, ואני ונאמה לאי, משום לא ימיח לפה, because אני ובקשיר לא ימיח לפה, תרבי לגוזר בכל מילה, the loy dilemne the dilemne is loy goza shuka be khomet goza because is loy body aber the khod is dilemne the khala hala shabes mish be dilemne de ut kamach me da gets weis mutter und du kamach me da nive mish be kosova ki gupek shir na so di moi is nana da kash בכל היכה דיבות במיני מגוז הרב יהודה איזה צור את רב יהודה איזה נת גזר ונבר איזה בוטל פעם לסרט מיצר like חודוש and like שבס ואיזה גוז הרב יהודה איזה נת גזר ותניה חייר שאוך סידם הסתרדו תוגלי עתיר ומייס so if even though it's a case that without causes that without going out and blood so then the prayer will die so we have a lot of hats said a makis only down so we are not allowed to be makis down why? Because we are not allowed to make a moon prayer but only a moon kofua which a moon may be a yar allowed but we are not allowed even to make a new baby because if we allow him to make a new baby he might be tempted to make a new kodua and the issue of making a new prayer is a issue upon which he is body and still a Jude is gazing still a Jude the Chachomim in the Yakis who will virtually atoin how some so the more so the Kashi is how is it that Rabbi Yudeh, Rabbi Yudeh by Nisa, by Nisa Chodosh, so he's not Gezer, and he's allowed to do processing on Chodosh before Pesach. We're not Cheshish, less on account of his being engaged in Chodosh, he'll lead the Chodosh. Why? Because he's body from Chodosh. And the issue of making him in the prayer is also body. And still, Rabbi Yudah says, he's not allowed to draw out blood from the prayer. So, Hosom, the Eichshah of the gold, the Eichshah of the gold, Al-Munayimei, Amriyam, Nishalis, Lidimokim, Shineisim, Bimum, Osel, Nebed, Bimokim, Shineisim, Bimum. Because, after all, he's very eager that the prayer should not die, because then he'll sustain a substantial loss. Some melee, if we are made of him, and we allow him to make, say, a noon, a prayer, so, on account of his interest in precluding the loss of money, so you make him win a day or also. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that he's Boral Mamene is a reason, is a ground to be machne like this, we wouldn't be machne, because the issue of making him win is an issue that he's body. But since he's Boral, so there's a reason to be machne. And Rabbanu Nachilei, they're not allowed to draw blood from the prayer. even though he's born on the right, because we are gays here, but he's Adam Boy on the main age, and they say that Adam Boy is the reason to be made here, not to be mad. The Rabbonon Kolshkin, one second, please. The Rabbonon Kolshkin, Yibushari, Klau, also Mevat. In other words, if we don't allow him to make any moon, not even a moon idea, so then he'll make even a moon kabua. So on the contrary, so the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan is a basic question. According to Rav Yehuda, Adam Gold is the reason to be machmir. According to Rabbanan, Adam Gold on the main is the reason to be made. And the main king is
he's
very eager, he's very interested.
He's very excited.
When he sees a bull, according to Jude, when Adam is born on any circumstance where he might lose money, so then
he gets excited.
So then it's a reason to ask her, even though it's body only Israel. But when Jude in the Kabbalah was having more beyond 20 pushes, a Kabbalah, So now, what is Mikadim and Mikadim? Both means to comb the flesh of a man. But there are two kinds of. Teeth, yes, teeth. And that is a situation that it makes a chabur. And then another cone is that it has large teeth and not so sharp. So it's not a situation that can make a chabur. So in Kadna Ben Yomten, it is a chabur because that involves a situation. Aber Mikarza thing, but to use the cone that has big, not sharp teeth, so you're right. The Chachamim, because death is not a situation. The Chachamim in the Kadrin, Abin Karsin. Why? Because of Isaiah. Actually, Kalidine, we should be allowed to make Kirsu, according to Chachamim. But because Isaiah is allowed to make Kirsu, you have attempted to make Kidur also. He said, "Kitani zel kido bizel kirtzu. Kido ktani leisim chabure. Perpetuation. Kirtzu deu leisim chabure. Sometimes it does, but it's doshin is chave. So it's not perpetuation. So we see that Rav Yehuda is not gay there. Kirtzu for to kido, even though but there is also a bowl on the menu." So the Gemara says, Hosom, there is a difference in the degree of Boron between Kirtu and between drawing out blood from the pot. Hosom, the Shabbi claim, Ayes, when the prayer has to have blood drawn out, otherwise he'll die. So then he's very much bold on it. He's very much bold on it because he'll sustain a great loss. Possibly show them I am going to be on the main name. Okay, he shall be great. Tell the Almehu, we are sorry to reach the main. So he's not so bold, he's only slightly bold on the main. So the main name, we are beginning on the bold on it. The Rav Yehuda, my shnega bechomet, because that we are not allowed to be baby at the chatzis. To be baby kept the Hatzeis because of his era. Shema Yobei, Oyachlei, Omaishne Gabir, Chirtu, the Roy Goza, and there he is not Gezea. So the Lord says, Lechem be Lechem, Michle, Chido be Chirtze, Lo Michle.
Why would you make a difference between Kirdu and Kirtze? Rabbi Salvation?
What?
Why would you make a difference between Kirdu and Kirtze?
What difference?
I don't know, I mean, why would you change over? But if you look at it, you won't change over.
Because this is a different kind of an instrument altogether. Hey, also, Now, I think that I made a mistake when I said in the Katran, Hamim of Yonte, I said it's execration. No, it's not execration. But sometimes it makes Chabura, sometimes it doesn't make Chabura. And Kirtu never makes Chabura. So, Rav Shimon is Matir in Kido. Because this is the Rosh Nishab, this is the Rosh Nishab, it's not expression, I mean, mistake. And Mashiach King Hadjudah, he holds the Rosh Nishab and his Osea, so even if there is no expression, so it's still Osea. How many kings the Bola are praised for Yom Koshkin or Yubolo, Yerushalayim, Mokhtinizim, Ibrahim, the Rech of Ezra, Shemirabim, Mokhmun, Sumokhmun, Yisobo Shakul Shoben, the Tachin Asad, the Kazakhim, the Tashim, the creation of Gassis in his Chabure, so it never makes Chabure. The Chayo, Balachayim, Abmulochi, Kotone, Yaz, Abmukartim, Abmudodam, Techimbo, Yisholos, the Kirch, the Holy Kilo, the Shatit, Makri, the Zabim, and Tsaro, the Mirla, the Rabbon, the Sabre, Mirla.
Why do we have to do a combing?
Because he teaches the behemoth. So when he combs the behemoth, so then he stops the itching.
Oh, hurts it.
But that was a mistake when I said the Shkido involves a situation. No, it's not so. It doesn't involve a situation. Well, Rav Shimon says that even Shkido is Muta. Because Dovashim is Chavim is Muta. Rav Yudha Lishito says Dovashim is Chavim is Osa. Now we start the next mission. Reb Meir Meir, Eich Lin Kol Chomesh, Biseyafim Bitzchilashesh. So we hope the first 5 hours we allow the according to Reb Meir even to eat Chomesh. Let's say in an equinox day, according to the Roshi. So in the next day, till 11 o'clock, we allow the Kontra Meir to leave Chomet. He certainly threw a shish. And after 11, so we have to burn the Chomet. Rav Judah Meir, Eichlin Kol Arba. Again, the next day, till 10 o'clock, we allow to eat from 6 to 10. But then, Behaving kochamish. Tehil means when it's also ba'achire, but not ba'noi. So it's hanging. So that's what tehil means. So you don't have to burn it because you can sell it to a goy and you can have all kinds of ba'noi from it. Be'seyotim b'tchilashesh. And when you have to burn it, when it's already osa and everything, you never cash me. So that's b'tchilashesh. Again, next day, according to Koshite, that we calculate everything on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset. So after 11, we have to burn. Veidomaradude, shtei chalei shal teido, that the teido was a promise. Shtei chalei shal teido, psuleis, nunoches, algabo, itztabo. Itztabo, that's in the harabais. And that was an ishel in the Kesar, in the Harabais. So they used to place two chalais teido psuleis, kolom, kolz manchum nocheis, as long as both chalais teido are there. So that was a signal that we were allowed to eat from it. Nitla achas, so one was taken away. So tailing, that means it was already, so it was already after the Arba Shoyes. After the Arba Shoyes, it was already after 10 o'clock. So Bachile, it was also an economic day. Now, in those days, they didn't have watches the way we have it here. So in other words, it wasn't so easy, you know, to determine the time. So that was, but the Kiyamim, they knew how to determine the time. So, by the sundial, so they knew the time. Some melee, when they took it away, it was a signal to the people that it's after Baal Shoyes, but it's still in Shor Hamishis. Calls mansion noches kolom eichlin, nit lachas teili, lo eichlin liseiri, nit lushteyen. So that meant it was a signal that it was already 11 o'clock and he's still kolom seiri. So we have a machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Judy as to the zman achilles chometz mit Rabon. According to Rav Meir, you can eat chometz at till 11 o'clock, until Shor Shishis. And according to Rav Judah, you can eat chometz until 10 o'clock, until Shor Chamishis. Until Shor Chamishis. Bein by home, bein by tum. But Rav Gamliel is like a compromise. Chum, it all depends. If it's chum, so then it has many eaters, and there is no problem what will be done with it. So Neholim Kolalba. So it's Neholim Kolalba. Utrumo Kol Chomesh. No, in other words, it's not because Chum has many eaters. That's true, Chum has many eaters. But the reason is because by Trumo there is a Nisa to be matched Kosh. But of course, when it's necessary, then it's necessary. So when it's Osea, Bachile and Bernoye, so then it's a mitzvah to be saved in Tumo. But otherwise, so it's Osea. So Mele, Chum Nechonim Kolarba. So Nechonim Kolarba, Utrumo Kol Chomesh, because we don't want to expedite this man. So Utrumo Kol Chomesh, they say of him, B'tchilashet, Nadarash. They say of him, B'tchilashet, the Avog Abdechon Shor Shishis, Nidarai Shoshaye, Goz Rabon Nalo, Dil Metoye, B'sova Alashvi, Shishis, Avog Hamishis, Loitoye, Nenema, Alashvi, Shishis, Muta. The reason is by the Chachomim Asher, Bachilas Bameh, Kontrameh, in the Shor Shishis, that means after 11 o'clock, because if we allow him to eat after 11, So he might eat it at the 12 and you'll think.
No, at the 12 is mutter. No, after 12 is mutter. 12 kinds are shishis.
Don't interrupt me, please. So, after 12,
that's 12 are shishis. That's our shishis. 12 is 12 shishis.
We are talking about Pramaya. And about Pramaya, you're allowed to eat till 11 o'clock. And after 11, you're not allowed to eat Midrabba. Now, after 12, you're not allowed to eat according to Rabbi Yehuda Midrashes, or there is Malchus. But the reason is why the Chosam Rabbonim to eat it after 11, because if you would be allowed to eat it after 11, so sometimes you buy Nimshach and eat it after 12, and after 12 there is a Nisa Berayse in eating it. So because of that, the Chacham Nasir, because certainly a person can make a mistake. Vavakav the whole Shoshish is with the Reis Shoshore, because Rabban Allah deal with Toy, the Sova Lashvi Shishishis. So he might think after 12, it's not before 12. It's before 12. So even though the sun after Hatzeit is already in Mayri, and before Hatzeit is in Israel, but in the 6 hours already make very much to set. So and sometimes the person might make a mistake and he might think that the sun is still in the east when it's already made to the Mayrach, to the west. So because of that, Chachon Maser he chose Shishis, because otherwise he might think and chose Shishis when he chose something that I said. The souls are shishis. Our hamishis, loitoyelinina our shishi hamishis. To make a mistake in 2 hours, that's a person not likely. Umute, tilinko hamish veni, so, veni eche, titoye, visobo our shishi hamishis. But according to Rabbi Yude, so we are hechesh, that he might think and Shvi that it's even Hamishi. That's why the Hachonim Asad Achille even Mishor Hamishi. But we will be Shrek and Mitzorek, but Banoi is Muta, from Achille the Hente. Abo Shishi, Abanoi or some of the Abono is Zeyra Mishim Shvi. Shtei Chaleitz, Shalchonei, Shalteido, Psuleitz, Ubinor Meforesh Mam Paslinu, אוי נוחי בכל הרפיס על גבי צדדס, טוב שאוי ברבייס, ששום נזקפים יש בני אודם וירי נצמצים. נתלח אדם תלס חומש בו של רבז נתלח, ותחום או כל חומש יש לו עסקות של ידיים, כל זמן שאוכל איכו, וסייף מתרשי זו בדה יהוא בתוי בין שש לשבע. סנהוס, נסנהדת, Echad ima b'shnayim b'chedesh. In other words, there is v'tochashto b'chakal t'heidi, the Torah says. V'kabe edis. So, the edim, when they testify, b'zim, so they have to testify b'ziyim, b'zimokim, b'zichedesh, b'chamal chedesh, and Beis Yishor, and Beis Yishor Beyeta, that if they don't testify one of these things, so then it's not, then the Edis is not valid, then the Edis is not valid. So, and with the Raise, even more than the Torah says, requires the Shorze. Chachonim, what they chachone, so the Jews are still often, and they said, that the Mones don't require the Shorze. I say, in the moment I fire the shachar. So one of the chiras is become of the chaydesh. So suppose one aid says second chaydesh, and one aid says the third chaydesh, still is the day some kayemes. Shezeh yodea b'ibure shal chaydesh, v'zeh yodea b'ibure shal chaydesh. V'zeh yodea b'ibure shal chaydesh. So let's say, now, what what was the Shredesh, so what was, so in other words, whatever was, so the menacing thing, let's see the Rashi, Echad Yom Mishnayim Lechich, Horak Zeh Nefesh, Echad Yom Mishleish Lechich, Eidei Son Kayemes, ובאז נוי הבית כניסו כשבח תירס כדל כמה וכיד דרוש בשניהם לימה בשלישי או דרבי וכשבות כלי זה יהיה עם בחדש אומר זה בשני וזה עם בשלישי שניהם על ימי חודי עידו שזה יודע בעיבורי של חדש שחדש עובר מולי ולכבר יש חדלים שלישים לאחות שזה שם בשניים לחדש יודע בי, זה שמה שלישר סבו שלי ואחידים עם שלישר, הוי ובי ישבים מכך, אף אותי שמצדמון לחלק סטייסון, כדי שנסבר לך הנפש, אין יוני קייח לחלקי. So, Rashi applies it to a case where they both said the right day of the week. Let's say, they both said that the Avera was done, let's say, on Thursday. But one said, on Thursday, the second of the Chedesh, year, and one said on Thursday, the third of the Chedesh year. So then, it is this Chayemes. Why? Because since they both mentioned that Avera was done, on Thursday, so they both had reference to the same day. The same day and the same hour. But the one who said Bishnayim Bechidesh, so Thursday is the second of the month of the year. So they knew that Nisan was Nisaber. And the one, so if Nisan was Nisaber, so they had to start counting from the 31st of Nisan, the 31st of Nisan, and that was, so the 31st of Nisan was the first of the year, and Thursday was the second of the year, and the one who said on Thursday, and the third of the month, he didn't know that Chedesh Nisan was Nisaber. So he thought that Chedesh Nisan was the Choser. So maybe the first of the year was the 30th of Nisan. Not Wednesday, but Tuesday was the 30th. So Tuesday was the first of the year, Wednesday the second, Thursday the third. But they both mean the same thing. Sheze Yedea Bibur Shachedesh and Yedea Bibur Shachedesh. אחד אימי המשלישו ואחד אימי הבאי פתאו but suppose one says the third of the year when they are third even though we both have reference to the same day Thursday but they say one says Thursday the third of the year and the other one says Thursday, the fifth of the year, so then, 2 days difference, then Davis is broken. Davis is broken. Even though it's also very likely that since they both mentioned Thursday, and one called Thursday the third of the year, and one called Thursday the fifth of the year, that the one who called Thursday, the third of the year, so he knew that Nisan was in Malay and Oda was in Malay. I mean, this man of year, so then it was possible. Now it's impossible because it's not the Chesh. So, and Oda was in Malay. And the one who said that it's the fifth, so he thought that Oda was a Hosea and Nisan was a Chosach. So still, and suppose they both say, they mean the same day, but one made that mistake, he thought Oda was a chaser, Nissen was a chaser, and the one knew that Adar this year was immolate, and Nissen was immolate, so it's still nothing. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samachdes, bases it upon the aloche of Halim, Aslinam Basavube. So, who begins shall make a stage in 1 month, whether it's a Uber or a Chosa. But who begins shall will not make a stage in 2 months in succession. That will not make. What has Rob to do with this? Usually is applied in cases where you don't know the fact. So, let's say, you don't know whether this camel, when she grows up as a dealer, will turn out to be an islandess, or she will not turn out to be an islandess. If she turn out to be an islandess, then the Kushin will be Kushin choice. Still, we say, Tabola, Ktano, Askin, Shalom, Yadacho. So it's high. Why? Because we call this off. Because three families do not turn out to be islands. So they understand all. It's a question of determining the fact. But here we are talking of the case where both had this reference to the same day, Thursday. And then we say that the reason is why one calls it the third day of the year, and one calls it the fifth day of the year, because the one who calls it the fifth day of the year made a mistake, and he thought that both Adar and that year Adar can miss more Hasir. The other one saw Hasir. So that's why it seemed to him that Thursday was the fifth. But so why shouldn't it be good? What is wrong with that? We know all the facts. So taste the same. This is now, because there is a halacha of kidney shahidi, shubin, chenzeir, umat. Now, so the halacha is bisheva is the Rambam of Kirchas Sanhedrin in the Chassidus. The easy Shavua, the easy Shonoh, באיזה חידש, בחמה בחידש, באיזה ליל מהשבוס, ובחמה שלא יתביין, ובאיזה מוקי. So one of the Chachiras that the eight have to spell out is the easy in the Shabbos, which day of the week, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday. So, but they also have to spell out the Cham of the Chesh. The Cham of the Chesh. Now, Teisa says that here, the Gemara is at the Mishnah's reference to the case, where later on they even say, we both had referenced the same day. We both said Thursday. But I thought that both Chadoshim were Chaserim, or they are, and this is, I mean, to Manali, it was possible. And the other one said, I knew that both were Malay. So that's why the woman said that you knew both from Malay said the Shreitz of HaChayrish, and the one who thought that both were Hasein said the HaChayrish. But Mora says, since Chubadim Sheiz Loi Toye in the Yibo HaChayrish twice, one month after the other, in one month, yes. So we go for Salon. So then they say they both meant. Now the question is, so what has Rav to do with it? What has the Rav to do with it? After all, later on they modify their Haggadah and they say that it was the Eid who originally said behei b'chedesh. So he says, I also meant the beginning of the Chesh. I also meant the Ibrahim. The answer is because Eden had to spell out everything, the time of the original Agoret. And if at the time of the original Agoret they don't spell out everything, they cannot supply it, they cannot say it later. They cannot say it later because of what? Of Kidin Shehigi, Shuv, in Chesel Mai. But if it is something that most people make a mistake in, so then it's not a Chesel Mai. In other words, he talked like most people. So in accordance with the conversation of most people, so when you refer to the second, so you will refer to it as the third, because you'll be making a mistake in the Iva HaChedesh of Ramban. So in Melech, it's not Chizal Magit, but if, let's say, in accordance with the conversation of most people, so you don't talk like that, so that means according to original Agode, the Avere was observed on the fifth of the month. Now he's saying it was on the third of the month, but I didn't know that both Chadoshim or the Aaron Nisim or Chaser. So Kim Shigi Chimach is a Magid. So why don't we say, Vayachad Yom Shnai Vachayach Yom Shoy Vachayish? So also Kim Shigi Magid, the answer is, because who begin Shetoye in the Ibo Achayish of one man. So in Mele it's not considered as Chizal Magid, because the original Haggadah was not contrary to what he's saying now, in view of the fact that Chubadim Shetoy. So there the Rav is not like the Rav, that Rav Ktanis do not turn out into Nairis. It's not a question of Bill or being bar effect, but the Rav establishes whether the original Haggadah was consistent with the final Agode, or it's not consistent. It's not consistent. Manos, Echodim Mishnayim Bechidesh, Echodim Mishlei Shoi, Dusa Kayemesh, Zayi Dibu Sachedi, Zayi Dibu Sachedesh, Echodim Mishlei Shoi, Echodim Behedus and Taylor, Echodim Mishlei Shoi, Echodim Mishlei Shoi, עדושן קיימס, אחדים בשורש, אחדים בחומש, עדושן תלו, גיב רב מאיר, כתבות אימר, עדושן קיימס, איבן ניפחת אימר, וגם בשורש, איבן ניפחת אימר בשורש, בשורש שורש, and the other day may be homage. So I couldn't even do this in this kayemes. Echot may be homage, echot may be sheba, it is some tale of, because the average person does not make a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. In other words, the fifth hour means the fifth hour means it means let's say after between 10 and 11, and the seventh hour means between 12 and 1. So Ruben Yinche don't make a mistake in that. Why? Because they can depend it on the basis of the sun. Why? אחד יום בשניים בחידיש, ואחד מהם אוהב בשלישי בחידיש. ידוש קיימס ובאזנו יבי כניסו, בישב אחתירת. This is mentioned, discussed in the days, the first days, so you have a people of his. וחיבן, בבאזנו יבי כניסו, בישב אחתירת, ולכמו, וחיבריש ושניים מהם בשלישי, ודי, ושבות כהוני זה יוין, בחידש אמר זה בשני, זה אמר בשלישי, שניים על ימי החרידו, הרי שזה יודע בגלל שחידי שחידי שעבר מולי, שיהיו פרשכים עם שלישים ואחות, כי זה שם בשניים לחידי שעוד הבא, וזה שם השלישים סובה, שהוא כבר החידי עם שלישים. לא יודע, יש שני אינדיקה, אבל פי שמצאו בנון לחלק איזה פוסון, יש לי בת אלת אז הנפש, אם ינוקח לחלק, די סמטו לו, דבר לקל מיטה, הוא כחוקסי, דבש, וחקר אותם, משתמעת דורו, שינם בשנוחן, שינם בוש מקוברס, ולא יליקן כאילו, לא ידהי, והוא בהם פתורים, ונרוג עם הרדיה זומך. איך עולים בשתי, זה סקיים את זה, זה נקרא, איך עולים בכל מיני, אנחנו בשבע, ואיתו סמטו, אתו רב יהודי, כי בחומש, חבו במזרוח יש רוקי, יוכל הובינו ויעצר שניסיון יקנגד המזרוח הבעצר לצד מיירות ובישבע חמוד מיירות בעצר לצד מזרוח אומר רבי כשתיר ניצול אימר לדברי רד מאיר עם המתאה ולקרון לדברי רד יהודה עוד המתאה חוצי שום חוצי שום so according to the mayor, a person does not make a mistake in anything. Not even a mash. It's very, sounds difficult to me. At least today, everybody has watches, so he can look at watch, so he knows exactly the time. How to watch? How can a person intuitively feel the time without making a mistake in the imagine. So it's very strange. Alright. But this is what Abaya says. The people that may have a table to go, the people that you have a table to go, the people that may have a table to go. My sake have a brief actar to my old flat. Now, if one says in the second hour, and one said in the third hour, so then we say they both have reference the same moment. So the one who said in the second hour, and at the end of the second hour, when is the end of the second hour? 8 o'clock. The one who said in the third hour, so in the end of the beginning of the third hour, when is the beginning of the third hour? Also 8 o'clock. So they both mean the same thing. מייסק אבן מי פקטר תאו מייל צלעד ועוד כמו שתיים וסייב שתיים להיות כמה שולש בשולש בתחילה שולש בגינים לתרדם לצית הפלאק. So, so they both mean the same thing. They didn't have you the Adam Tei Echad Tisha. Now what does Rav Yudah say? Rav Yudah says that Echad Eimer that Echad Eimer Bisholeish the Echad Eimer Bichomeish so he do some kayemes. Why? Because of the Tei Echad Tisha. They didn't have you Adam Tei Echad Tisha. Meise Kehabe Bikaude De Arba. In other words, it was at 9:30. So V'hai Bikom HaSholeish. So he meant the same Sholeish at the end of the third hour. So that is at 9 o'clock. So he made a mistake in half an hour. The Torah told him to be shy to the Kamei. V'hai Bikom HaChomeish, he meant B'tchilas Chomeish, at the beginning of the fifth hour. So that means at 10 o'clock. So what did he mean? 10:30, half an hour. Victoria Paul and Shaitla Henry. Now let's see that. I have been missing show you this Kayame, What is the shaykh? ומבטל של גימו משלהי אין עוד המתייב לגום ולרד יודה מקי מחשור לצדו חמש עוד המתייב חוצי שור לרד מאה אין עוד המתייב לגום ועצי ישחם והיידי מקי אין רד מאה ריש על שתיים שולש ושמשכני הם יידו אבל ביחד המייס כאב הם נפטרתם מהפלט ומציא שלשיה ושהשלישיס נכנסס ושניהם ככה יידו, והיידו אומר שתיים בישרים שנויה כמו. והיידו כמו כאן פה, אני יודע שכאן נוסעים ככה יסוף. תשוב מהיידו כמו שתיים מתחיל השתיים כמו. וישכילו ביניהם, לא ירמר יותר ביטוי, שרי שקוני. Now the question is, I didn't want to say anything. It sounds so strange, but you say, value and the basis of chances of probability. So it's not very likely that if one says in the second hour and one says in the third hour that they both meant the same thing, that they both meant the same thing. They're not, no, I mean according to Ramea. So according to Ramea, they both meant the same thing. And the one that meant, that said in the second hour, so meant at the end of the second hour. What is the end of the second hour? The first hour is from 6 to 7, the second hour is from 7 to 8. So at the end of the second hour is 8 hours. And the one who said the third hour is so then the beginning of the third hour. So again, it's there. So, but then what they rescue the kasha against Abaye, and what did they tell us that the one who said the second hour meant the beginning of the second hour, and the one who said the third hour meant the end of it. So this is kasha. What did Abaye think? I mean, what did they tell? Why does Abaye make such assumptions? Why? Because it will be convenient. I mean, how does Abaye say? Is it probable that the one who said the second hour meant the end of the second hour, and the one who said the third hour meant the beginning of the third hour? Why? Just as the one who said the second hour did not mean the beginning, so the one who said the third also. I think the pshat of the Gemara is, according to Abaye, it's only this and Kayemes. After that, after all, you know, leaving the procedure of Havodah Seder did not consist in just leaving, coming and saying their facts, they gain the Rechid Rishon, and then they leave. No. Then the Desmond used to examine them and ask more kind of questions. So when does Rame, according to Rameya, when is the reason Kayeme Sechot in Abdi, Shnaim Shoyi, Shtei Shoyi, Sechot in Abdi Shoyi, in the examination, the first examination, in the examination of the investigation of the Eidim, they said, so the one who said, the Shteishoid B.A., said he meant the end of the Shteishoids. And the one who said, Shalishoid B.A., said he meant the beginning of Shalishoids. He said that in their examination, in their further examination. So they said that, so Ruben, who said the Shteishoid B.A., said, he meant the end of the second hour, so that's 8 o'clock. And Shimon, who said the Sholishoy B.A., said he meant the beginning of the third hour. So again, it's 8 o'clock. Only in that case is it a Kayem. Yes. So it's not that Abaye says, Kjetin Solema, Dina Rabbeya, and Kiyabalikmo, that every person, the average person doesn't make any mistakes. How is it possible that there are three people who are able to
Shir Chav Aleph from Sachem Velo Shishiva Yud Ches Kislev Hei Tov Shem involved December 1st, 1985 on Sunday. Continued.
But they wouldn't say Shinev Adu Shem Yitzom in such a case. Who should, so wouldn't say. So maybe, so I mean, Tesfes is very strange. I mean, Tesfes says that the Rabbonon Achilik and Rebbe's Din of Shinev Adu Shem Yitzom. Maybe they agree with Rebbe's Din. So, but over there is no inconsistency between the data of the Nevat and the data of the Nitzot. But here there is an inconsistency between the data of the Nevat and the data of the Nimtzo. The data, according to the data of the Nimtzo, of the Nevat, so it was column number one. According to the data of the Nimtzo, in column number two, so maybe Rebbe himself wouldn't say, who should never do the Nimtzo if there is an inconsistency. Alright, but Teisa says so. Because Teisa assumes that if we say